from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Sizing, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. The 2024 football season begins tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens, so that is very exciting. We wait for it all summer long. We wait for it from the Super Bowl. It was just... feels like yesterday that we were running out of Allegiant. Is it Allegiant Stadium out there in Vegas? Allegiant Stadium. After the Super Bowl, trying to get an Uber that Al needed to put his girlfriend Gina in. And speed walking, and me and Eddie huffing and puffing. It feels like just yesterday that was going on. Al, as angry as I've ever seen him, saying it was the last time he was ever going to do something like this again. Well, I don't think we're going to the Super Bowl this year. I don't think so. We could if the Jets or Giants end up there. But a new season starts today, and I tell you, man, the New York Mets are as hot as anybody in sports right now. Another win yesterday. Get off to a great start. The Jesse Winker Grand Slam. Things get a little dicey, but the Red Sox fall apart. Mets tack on, and they are just killing it. And, of course, the Yankees, sloppy baseball, weird spot in their season. And you've got this closer thing where now Aaron Boone says they're going to get creative. Good luck.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. I'm doing great. I told you yesterday when we were getting ready to leave that I was all pumped up about the Mets going 4-7 in a row, and then they end up winning it the way they did and the way that they played. You know, here's the thing. When you watch a winning team, a lot of things are obviously going right, as opposed to when you're watching a losing team when things are going wrong. Mm. So the Yankees happen to be a losing team now. The Mets happen to be a winning team. So the winning team looks great in the field, makes all the defensive plays. They get the timely hits, and all of a sudden the teams that they're playing against fall apart right in front of your eyes, kind of like they did early on in the season, and we were all ticked off about it. The Yankees, on the other hand, who, by the way, only have 4 more wins than the Mets.
I know. I noticed that same thing this morning going, wow.
Is that crazy?
That gap, I mean, closed so quickly.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's quickly.
The Mets have won 7 in a row.
Yeah, but here we
are.
That's
how you close a gap.
I understand that, but here we are in September. It took them all that time to catch all the way up. And, you know, the unfortunate thing for the Mets, if there is an unfortunate thing, it's not about how they're playing. It's about how the other teams around them are playing now. So Philadelphia's playing well. Atlanta's playing well. The Diamondbacks are playing reasonably well. The Padres are playing well. I mean, so it's not just that the Yankees are playing poorly, because that has nothing to do with the Mets' chances to make it to the playoffs. But right now, I mean, if you're a Met fan like we are, I mean, it's appointment television. It's you got to watch it. You got to see it. And quite frankly, you know, you have to give 2 people in particular, if 3 if you want to talk about a particular player, and that would be Francisco Lindor. But you got to give David Stearns a lot of credit here for what he's done and how it's turned out up to this point with his pitching staff, with some of the additions that he has made this year, the impact that those players have had. You know, and yesterday was the Winker Day. Like, we've had a Winker Day from, like, 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So every now and again, you're going to get a Winker Day.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you're going to get an Iglesias Day. What you're going to get is really quality top-end pitching is what we've been getting for the last 2 months.
And that's the most impressive thing of this David Stearns offseason is putting this rotation together and a lot of it working out. And I don't even think if you got David Stearns privately, he would have thought that this team would have been this good at this point in the season.
I mean, especially with the way it started.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying before the season started, before they got off to a terrible start, 0-5 and everything else, he probably didn't think they were going to be in this mix. I mean, this was a transition year, and they are just there's just sometimes teams. And it's amazing the Mets have the highest payroll in baseball, but you feel like they don't have a lot of stars. I mean, because of the way Alonso's playing this year, obviously Lindor's a big star. But outside of that, it's like they're a bunch of dudes.
Well, I mean, I would say if we go all the way back to May, I do remember Steve Cohen basically saying, I believe in the team, I believe in the core. Like, I remember those comments that he was saying back then, and there was a lot of scoffing going around. And, you know, that's not a word that's used very often.
Another one.
Right, exactly. So there was a lot of scoffing going around, a lot of people on this radio station screaming and yelling, scoffing at Steve Cohen, making fun of his comments back then. And, again, like, we should all understand and learn from the past. And the past is, in a sense, that these baseball seasons go on forever. And you just never know when one of your teams is going to get hot. And you just got to hope that it keeps going this way and that the Mets keep get the timely hitting, the good defense, and especially the starting pitching. And then, you know, look, they've been like every other team in baseball, churning and burning with relief pitchers, in and out, in and out, in and out. And you were just saying how the Yankees need to get creative because...
Aaron Boone said that.
And what he's talking about, which they probably should have done back in July, is kind of like what the Dodgers have done. Like, the Dodgers are do that. You know, like, they have a guy who has, I think, 18 saves, then they got another guy who's got 10 saves. You know, you got to kind of mix and match.
But when you don't have a guy, you got to mix and match.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? I mean, like, the day of the real, I mean, the closer guy, the Trevor Hoffmans of the world, the Mariano Riveras of the world, Edwin Diaz is probably one of the last remaining standing guys that, you know, you'd like to think you could count on, but maybe sometimes you don't. But you gotta, the fact that they're saying they have to be creative now with like 20 games to go, I mean, this should have been like 40 games to go or 60 games to go. Like, all right, look, you know, we're going to take some of the pressure off. We're going to move them down. We're going to give them a chance in the seventh. It's still going to be high leverage situations. It's just not going to be in the ninth inning.
Yeah, piece it together, and you're right about should have been done a long time ago, and that's been a huge criticism of the Yankees is the fact that they wait too long. Now, I understand that Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, and Hal Steinbrenner in this regime, they don't want to be impulsive, they don't want to have these knee-jerk reactions to things, but they have swung the pendulum too far the other way, and they wait too long for guys to get it right. And now they're in this situation where it's early September, the team's not playing well, and they finally made a decision to do something with the closer role. And, you know, it's not like there's much you can do.
Well, what you can do is you can mix and match and try to match up certain players, you know, analytically. And you got to look at, you know, all of those things. And I know that most fans hate hearing that, but that's how you have to get creative. You got to give everybody a chance. Everybody's got to have a little bit of the slice of the pie, if you will. And I think that's the only way for them to go, to have they don't have Mariano. Okay, let's face it. They don't. They thought maybe they had a guy that they could count on, but obviously that has not been the case this year. And so you have to do something else, and that is give everybody an opportunity or try to match up the best you can and be that creative manager. And this is where the manager is going to come in here. And he's probably got to, if I were him, the way I would look at this is I would sit down with my collective pitching staff, that, you know, my relief pitching staff, and say, okay, guys, listen to me. You know, I'm not throwing it all on Clay Holmes. He's had a tough time. We all realize that. We've all had tough times in here. I myself, as a baseball player, have gone through big slumps, so I understand what is happening here. what we need to do is we need to pick up our teammate, we need to pick up our team, and we need to enhance. I am going to enhance your responsibility as players, and you may find yourself in a situation where you're going to be the man in the ninth inning. You're going to be the man that's coming out of the pen in the eighth inning to get guys out with guys on. I mean, and that's the way, and that's the way that I would present it. It does all fall on Holmes' shoulders, but somehow you have to present it to the group of guys, and hopefully they collectively understand what they're trying to do and why they're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, in every one of these relievers, I mean, you can make a case that, you know, the seventh inning in situations, the eighth inning and the ninth inning, they're all just as important in baseball. So a lot of these guys have that experience. It's just that, you know, now they're probably going to see the ninth inning a lot more than they did in the past.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's simple stuff, man. It is pretty simple. And like I was saying about my man Precious Achiuwa going into the playoffs with the Knicks.
Wow.
I want people to have a slice of the pie, man. Wow. Yeah, get him in there, man. Give him a chance. Give him an opportunity. Nice T-shirt, Al.
Man, oh,
it's
man.
Boom time.
You worked Precious in the open today.
Yeah, I did.
You worked him in there.
You know
there.
Why? Because I have his card right here.
Oh, that's right. I just saw it.
I said, you know what? It reminded me of my Precious Achiuwa take going into the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is what Aaron Boone has got to do. He's got to do what is required to figure out the best way to relieve the pressure on Clay Holmes. Gives other guys opportunities at being the guy at different times. And try to really figure out where you find the high leverage situation and who's going the best at the moment or who's the most rested at the moment and give that person a chance to be the guy that closes out these games. First of all, Marcus Stroman was terrible yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a bad game. You know, he's been pretty solid for the most part for the Yankees, but you know, yesterday was not one of those days.
I know what you've said about the Yankees for weeks and months now, but I'm going to give you an opportunity.
I'm not jumping off. I'm not one of those jump-off guys.
All right. Well, this
you know
is,
me.
This is what I was going to say. If you could put your money on one team or the other to go deeper in the postseason.
Yankees.
You'd still pick the Yankees over the Mets?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I know it changes every single day. I probably agree with you.
No. I don't. The reason I say that is because while the Mets are a great surprise, and maybe they'll continue to surprise us when they go to the playoffs, you know, these other teams around them in the National League are making it tough on them. For whatever reason in the American League, even the Astros are still behind the Yankees.
Yeah.
But I know they're a good team. I just don't necessarily know that there's this really, truly great team in the American League.
And it is amazing. Like the first thing I thought, and it was a negative way of looking at things, and I decided not to go that way, is the fact that the Mets have played as well as they have this winning streak, and still this morning they're looking up at the Atlanta Braves.
That's the
still.
Point.
With all the injuries they've had, the Braves have had, they're still looking up at them. I mean, with the Mets being 12 games over 500, riding a 7-game winning streak, and they're still on the outside looking in with the Braves ahead of them.
You know,
it's crazy.
If the Mets would have done this like 3 weeks ago, they might be 2 games out of first place.
And maybe, but I just, and they're going to have another opportunity as Atlanta is still on the schedule, and we will never forget. I certainly will never forget that series in 2022, when all they had to do was win one game down there to essentially lock up the division. And they got swept. And everything was lined up where they had DeGrom and they had Scherzer and everything was lined up for them. And Bassett. And they got swept. So they're going to have another opportunity. There's a lot of those guys. Guys I mentioned aren't on the team any longer. But there's a lot of guys that still are on the team.
Just remember, the Mets have 7 games left against the Phillies. They have 3 games left against Atlanta and 3 games left against Milwaukee. And all 6 of those final games are all on the road.
Yeah.
They have to go down to Atlanta again.
Yeah,
this
I know.
It's going to be fun.
Well, it's what I said. This is going down there. That may determine everything. Just like it did back in 2022. Now, you hope that Milwaukee has wrapped everything up and not playing for anything at that point for the last 3 games of the season, but you never know. I mean, back in the day, 2 years in a row, 2007 and 2008, the Marlins weren't playing for anything, And both of those times, they beat the Mets when they needed to for the Mets to complete their collapses.
Right, so it's great right now. It's just, you know, we're just, it's great. And now come the Reds and then the Blue Jays. And then it gets interesting. Because after that, there's only three games against the Nationals who are a pain in the ass. You know, they, you know, in division games are a pain in the ass. I mean, they have nine games against teams. If they can go 7-2 in those nine, that would be great. Well, and then the chips fall where they may when they play the teams that are sitting in front of them.
Yeah. I mean, and
that's what it's all going to come down to now.
I mean, and I don't want to use those bad memories and project it to this year.
Then why'd you bring it up then?
But I'm sorry. If you're a Mets fan, you live through that. That's what you're thinking. With those games down in Atlanta, that's what you're thinking.
Well, let's change the narrative.
Well, I got another opportunity.
We got a new culture. We got a new manager. You got a new guy running the thing. You have some new players that are highly involved. I mean, so maybe the culture is changing.
Yeah. If you're Carlos Mendoza, even though he wasn't here when that was going on, do you like what our high school football coaches would do? Would you go back and like show that series, like the lowlights of it, and be like, look at this?
No.
You want to be these losers?
No.
These losers?
No, Carlos Mendoza. I'm running my team the way I want to run it, and I am not reflecting on any negativity from the past. I am looking forward one inning, one pitch, one bat at a time. That's how you got to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Got it.
And you got to look forward, not backward.
And we're looking forward to football tonight. Jerry Recco is going to tell you about that. The baseball, all of it coming up next. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There was a promo for Good Morning Football that Evan Roberts just read in that break. I'm pretty sure he butchered almost everybody's name on that show. Jamie Ertl.
I did hear Ertl.
And then he also... Now, if I were reading this and someone put it in front of me, I would make sure that I got it right. But Akbar Baja Bihamila,
right,
is the way you say that, right?
I think you are correct.
He just put all those letters.
Bihamia.
Yeah, he just put all those letters together and just plowed right through it and just handed the copy back to somebody and said, I'm done.
Yep. Can we hear that again?
He was like, Akbar Bajamila. Huh?
I like to hear
it's not
it
even
again.
Close, like, man.
Let's be a little bit more professional when we're doing our reads around.
I know, just try is what I would say. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and people are paying for these commercials. You know, I sit there when I read these things with Fleegs, I go, Fleegs. I know you do the same thing. Pronunciation on this.
Very important.
Can we check that? Sometimes when you get these fighters, these UFC fighters sometimes that are from God knows where. You got to figure out these names.
I mean, me and Eddie, you know, it took us about an hour to figure out how to say DJ Ungulele.
Because did
now
you get
Florida
it?
Florida State, and he's getting drilled.
Did you actually get it?
This was like 5 years ago, and he was with Clemson.
DJ
Ungalele.
I thought it was Ungalele.
See, I'm still saying it wrong.
Yeah, well.
But if he continues to play the way he's playing, we're never going to have to say his name.
I just call him DJ.
Yeah.
And but we can play that a little bit later.
Join host Jamie Erdl, Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and Akbar Biabiamia. 5 days.
Come on,
right,
Biabiamia.
That is ridiculous. By the way, why are they promoting a show that's going against our show?
Well, it's not really. You know, I mean, it's on TV, but big deal. You know,
we're on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying.
And Jamie Erdl has been around a long time.
Yeah, she has been.
Also worked. Join host Jamie Erdl and Akbar Biabiamia.
I mean, come on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Biabiamia. I mean, and I stopped and I thought about it, and I didn't have it in front of me, and I still was able to say it correctly. Akbar Biabiamia.
Jamie Erdl and Akbar Biabiamia.
Akbar Biabiamia. And then, and whoever recorded that, so Evan just said, okay, screw it. Whoever recorded that was like, I'm not going to fix that.
Well,
and then whoever put it into the system was also like, that's fine.
So, what that is, that's lazy.
Well, but in fairness, if that's Paul or Zach that's doing it, that's not their job to know these sports figures. It's our job to know it.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
I mean, I wouldn't go in there and say, hey, Paul, how do I pronounce this? He'd look at me. That's your
job.
Get out
of my office, schmuck face.
You know, but there was a spot that you did the farmer's dog. When you say, and Al has a older dog, should be an older dog. It always
Eddie,
bugs
go
me.
F yourself. I've heard that before. It was a mistake. Like, and I understand that was grammatically wrong. I actually hear that, and but come on.
Jamie Erdl and Akbar Biabiamia.
I mean, that's bad. And when I hear that, I didn't even realize I made that grammatical error until I heard it back in the car, and I was like, oh, whatever. It's fine. But that's not Jamie Erdl or Akbar Biabiamia. These are people's names.
Evan has a lot of Russo in him. Like, you get the sense he reads a lot but doesn't watch a lot, even though I feel like he does. Because he's at the games, he doesn't hear the broadcast, and he screws up a lot of baseball names for one of the smartest baseball people I've ever met.
I don't understand it, but there you go. Jamie Erdl. Erdl the turtle. Wasn't there a Yertle the turtle?
That sounds right.
Isn't that some sort of a nursery rhyme?
Let me take a look.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. It's a long day yesterday, man. Yeah. Yertle the turtle. Y-R-T. No, that wouldn't be it. Maybe that is. Yertle the turtle. No, I can't find it.
Are you thinking about Erdle?
No, I think it was Yertle the turtle.
Yertle the turtle. I've
or Myrtle. There's Myrtle.
There's the Myrtle the turtle, yes.
Myrtle.
Never heard of Yertle the turtle.
Myrtle the turtle. Okay, that's what it is. Okay. You know who loves that book? Akbar Biabiamia. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. By Jackpocket, order official state lottery games on your phone. And indeed, the NFL season opens tonight. Kansas City with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, the bad feeling of losing to them in the postseason, still with me heading in.
You know, we was close. We was close, but we got to get back where we was. And like I always say, finish. But it start week one, it start Thursday night.
And when you talk about the Chiefs, obviously, starts with Pat and finishes with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce right behind. Kelce says, let's go.
I'm excited. Get to play another year of football. Fresh slate. You know, get to kind of prove to ourselves and the Chiefs kingdom that we're one of the top dogs. We can play at a high level, man. It's exciting.
As they have, of course, defending Super Bowl champions. When you talk about Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's name is obviously mentioned. She's featured in this promo. Nate Burleson, with those that have an issue with it.
Wipe the drool off your tank top and put some pants on and get out your mama's basement.
Preach, Nate, preach. Whoa. Keep going.
I understand what the big deal
Keep going.
Is. All right, every other sport can show celebrities at their games. We show Taylor Swift.
No problem.
You get in your feels.
Yes.
And get out of your feelings,
That's
man,
right.
and watch the game.
So that on CBS. So that'll be tonight. Then tomorrow night, of course, the Packers have landed in Brazil. I saw that report a little while ago. Eagles and Packers.
Anybody kidnapped yet? Or
Not that I've been told or heard. No. Earlier in the week, you had Philly cornerback Darius Darius Slay critical of the location of the game. So I'll play these again.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy.
Adding,
I'm like, NFL, why do y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen.
Yeah. Well, he apologized.
Oh, did he?
He walked it back and apologized on social media and, you know, said to the fans of Brazil, you're great fans. And yeah.
Oh, well, it's somebody, so that's got, a, somebody got to told him that.
Clearly someone got to
him. Yeah, I mean, he didn't come up with that on his own.
I wouldn't think so. On Sunday, you've got the Giants and the Vikings. The rookie Malik Nabers ready to go.
I feel good. You know, I'm happy to go out there with, you know, the teammates, my teammates go out there with the offense, you know, and just do our best. Just do our best. That's really it.
We shall see.
I got to tell you, he's one player I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what he brings to the field and see how aggressive Brian Daboll is going to be calling plays.
What'd you say yesterday? Throw the ball down the goddamn field.
Exactly. That's, I do believe that that's going to be the case, especially watching that Houston preseason game. That's, you know, Daniel had to get out of, you know, the fluster of coming back from an injury and throwing a bad interception. And you know, Brian Daboll was just calling balls down the field, man. It was great. And hopefully that's going to be the case.
And then, of course, we have to wait till Monday night for the Jets and the 49ers. So looking forward to the weekend. The Bengals play the Patriots. Jamar Chase back on the practice field yesterday. The Commanders suspended Vice President of Content Rael Antin, who made comments about the team's players being anti-gay. He accused Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of being a racist and anti-gay and called NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a $50 million puppet. He also said most of the fans are high school educated alcoholics and mouth breeders.
Hold on a second. Where did he say this?
Well, he said it. He's caught.
So I was going to now explain to you where all this came from, and which I don't love, but this is where it came from. There is a media outlet. I think it's called O'Keefe Media, I think. And I guess he met this girl on a dating app, and she posed as not who she was, and she secretly recorded him on a date. Now, I just saw the video. I really don't even want to play it.
Why would she do that?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I'm not sure if they had information. I don't know. But the video's out, and, well, he said it all right. And other stuff.
So did people think that, or was he saying this in his private life, and then they set him up so he could get him on tape to do this? So because they wanted to suspend him, but they felt like they couldn't.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Well, and so he got fired or suspended?
Suspended as of now.
Pending an investigation.
What was his name again?
Rael Antin. R-A-E-L-E-N-T-E-E-N. Antin.
Okay.
Are you a high school educated alcoholic mouth breather?
Yes. Actually. That fits me perfectly. let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
Hey guys, first time calling, love the show. Gio, you're actually right. There is a Yertle the Turtle book. It's a Dr. Seuss book.
Thought so.
Mm.
Yeah. I just didn't know how to spell Yertle, I guess.
Y-E-R-T-L-E.
Y-E-R-T-L-E. Y-E-R-T-L-E. Yep, there you go. Yertle the Turtle. Thank you, Mike. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Thank God I had that right, because I was thinking, where the hell did I get Yertle from? It was Myrtle. Yertle the Turtle. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
I would argue that Yertle more famous than Myrtle.
Now, is that a newer Dr. Seuss book?
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
For years?
Yeah, they've put out new stuff that's not really Dr. Seuss that wrote it, but it's the Dr. Seuss collection.
Not Dr. Seuss.
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, Dr. Seuss AI.
It could be.
You never know.
Like, Green Eggs and Ham was Dr. Seuss.
This was April 12th, 1958.
So that's the real Dr. Seuss then.
Yeah, real Dr. Seuss. You're telling me they're still pumping out Dr. Seuss?
I believe so, yes. I believe so.
That's not really Dr. Seuss?
I do not like Green Eggs and Ham.
Sam, I am, yes. Mets Red Sox last night at Citi Field again, and once again, a win for the Metsies.
2-2 to Winker, the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, pretty well hit to left center. Durant going back onto the track, at the wall, he jumps. It is gone! A grand slam! Jesse Winker!
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Odyssey Mets Radio. Drives in the four runs there. Quick 4-0 lead. The Red Sox got it to 4-3. And then you had Kenley Jansen and Rich Hill implode later in the eighth inning, allowing four more runs on very little, a lot of walks. And the Mets wind up beating the Red Sox 8-3 for their seventh straight win and 8 of 9. Here was Winker on SNY, what he was trying to do in that at bat.
I was just trying to hit a fly ball. Just trying to get a run early. And, got up and got out, which was sick. It was a splitter. I would just want something out over and just hit up in the air.
And took it the other way. Danny Young earned the win in relief. All of that said, the Mets now move 12 games over 500 to 76-64. They remain, however, a half game behind Atlanta because the Braves beat the Rockies 5-2. As for the Yankees, we've heard all of the noise about Clay Holmes. The night before was a struggle, as we know. They lost the game as he blew the save. So here is... It was pregame, which is why I'm playing it. Aaron Boone, there will be a change with the closer role.
In the short term, we'll kind of, just get a little creative with it.
Whatever that means. Get creative with it. So it's not going to be him every time. I guess they'll try and figure things out. That having been said, there was no closer needed last night because last night the Rangers had their way with the Yankees.
3-2. Swung on, line drive, right field, base hit. Rounding third, headed for home is Duran. There'll be throw. RBI single with two outs for Wyatt Langford.
Oh, yeah.
What hasn't he done this series? It's 10-2 Texas.
Had the game winner the night before. Base hit there. He had three hits on the night, including the RBI single, RBI double.
He made that unbelievable catch, too.
Scored three runs. Yeah, so pretty good. Fair to say that Justin and Susan have had enough of watching this crappy product that the engineer took things over.
Ends October 31st, 2024.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Texas. Yankees trailing 8-2. Justin and Susan have both left the booth. So,
I was going to say, that's not Justin.
It was not. He was back at the end when he says Matthew Laporte, I guess. He's the engineer. Maybe they went to the bathroom, so they were late.
He did a good job.
He did a good job. Yeah. He actually talked more.
Maybe Oliveira will give him a shot.
You never know. Why not? In terms of the loss and the losing, Yankees have dropped 6 of 8, three series in a row now they've lost. Here was Aaron Judge. What is going on?
Yeah, a couple of back and forth games. A couple of games not going our way. Stuff like that's going to happen. We're not happy about it. We're fighting for a division, fighting for a lot right now. But, we just got to keep trusting each other and, things are going to go our way.
Well, the good news for them, they remain a half game behind Baltimore because the Orioles lost to the White Sox by the score of 8-1. Yankees are off today, as are the Mets. The Yankees are at Wrigley tomorrow to play the Cubs, who last night...
Nelly De La Cruz down to his final strike. The 1-2. Grounder to short. Dansby to first. There it is. No hitter.
And that was Cubs Radio combined no hitter. You had Shota Imanaga throw the first seven. Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge close it out with two perfect innings. Cubs first no hitter at Wrigley Field since 1972.
Do you guys remember I was seeing that mascot run out on the field with the flag? Do you guys remember when that mascot first was introduced a couple years ago on a newscast? One of the funniest clips of all time. So the newscast is a real newscast. Now, this is visual, so we can't play it. But people who are out there that have an opportunity, maybe they're sitting down, go pull this up. Someone sent the newscast a picture, a drawing, perfect drawing of that, but with like a furry penis hanging out. And they put it up on, NBC News. Here's the new mascot. And they put it up on the newscast. And, he's holding the Cubs flag. And he's got this furry penis. Just everywhere is a cartoon. It's the greatest thing. So every time I see that mascot, which is not a lot, obviously, it's the first thing that pops into my mind.
I did not see that. I will check it out.
The interesting thing about the Yankees and Cubs, every day, a day game. Every game is a day
220
game.
Tomorrow. Saturday,
Saturday and Sunday.
Very cool. So that'll be over the weekend. Notable, the Giants gave third baseman Matt Chapman a 6-year extension worth $151 million. I guess you pulled that up quickly, huh?
Yeah, that's so good.
American Jessica Pegula advances into the U.S. Open semifinals. She beat the top seed Iga Swiatek in straight sets. Here was Pegula on her win.
I thought I played, really clean
match. Served pretty well, returned well. I feel like I didn't really do anything that bad and was able to kind of jump on her really early and I think frustrate her and was able to keep my level even when she picked it up in the second set.
And so she wins in straight sets, so good for her. She will play Carolina Muchova after American Emma Navarro faces Aryna Sabalenka in the other. And the Indiana Fever beat the Sparks 93-86, 24-10-10 for Caitlin Clark, who also became the fastest player in the league to reach 100 three-pointers in a season. Here was Clark not worrying about the numbers.
Everything besides team success, like, that all just comes with when your team wins. Like, you got to win to have all that on the side, and nobody really cares about that. You know, people can talk about it. It is what it is.
We care about it because we think you're great.
Pretty good. And
we think you are awesome that you see it, the game of basketball the same way that Larry Bird saw the game of basketball. That's who she is.
Do we have 30 seconds to play Charles Barkley bashing the league with the way they've treated her?
Well, I mean, like, I've heard this. Like, he has been saying it. I mean, yeah. A number of guys have been saying it. Even LeBron James has been saying it.
All right, then we can pass and you can look at the penis.
Okay. That was great.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That is funny.
Is there anything better than a cartoon bear penis? You know?
No. I would say not. There you go.
All right. Very good, Jerry. Thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Forward Tough studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, just looking more into this story about the Commanders VP of Content, who has been suspended pending an investigation, and he said a bunch of stuff on a hidden recording from a date. He met a woman on a dating app, and she was videoing him without him knowing at a dinner. I was just watching the video, and he's sitting there with an espresso martini just talking. And he says, you know, Jerry Jones is a racist, and most of the players in the league are homophobic or anti-LGBTQ because they're Christian, and the fans are alcoholic, uneducated mouth breathers, and just a bunch of stuff that is, obviously juicy when it comes from a team employee.
Yeah, and condescending, and the interesting thing about this group that does this.
It's O'Keefe Media Group.
Yeah, so James O'Keefe, I think is his name, he started Project Veritas. And Project Veritas would go in and they would secretly record conversations, and I think they still do it, I believe. Governmental agencies, any sort of wrongdoing that they could uncover by doing this kind of interview. So it sounds like he ended up leaving Project Veritas for whatever reason, I'm not sure, but started his own group, and now they're doing stuff like this.
So on their website, the front page, it says, empowering and equipping a movement of thousands of people like you to expose wrongdoing with the support of an in-house team of elite journalists to bring factual, unbiased stories to light. Now, I mean, it's one thing if someone is breaking the law and you see some of these things, like back in the day, like shame, 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 or whatever, where they'd show up with a camera and like this, you know, deadbeat landlord and blah, 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 stuff like that. It's one thing if you're doing those things, but I mean, to equip someone on a date with a camera to film this guy who has no idea he's being filmed. Now, I'm not sitting here defending what he's saying, but just that seems to me icky in a way. Like I don't know. And by the way,
it feels like it's some sort of entrapment.
Right. I mean, how in the hell do they get this guy?
And why him?
Yeah, why him in this situation? And why, like, somebody set him up, obviously. But why would they? Now there's a new ownership group there with the Commanders.
Yes, and I think this guy that they ended up nailing with the O'Keefe group had been there for, I think, 4 years.
So that's prior to the new ownership group taking over. So, I mean, is this a way, I could sit here and speculate, but is this a way for the new ownership group that couldn't find a way to fire him, set him up, and
I mean, that could be one reason why it happened. You know, you never know.
It's very, very odd story.
Very odd story.
It is an odd story.
I mean, who cares about the Commander's VP of content that much?
Well, somebody does. And plus, it's the NFL, and the NFL's opening. And, you know, there were names like Roger Goodell.
Well, yeah.
You know, talking about the players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, so you have a lot of, like, as you said, juicy stuff there.
So, if somebody is, like, let's say, do you think he's saying this stuff around the office? Like, he's just saying these things and...
No, of course not.
So how would anybody know that these are his feelings about stuff? And why would he be...
Well, pump like, a few martinis in him. You know, pump a few martinis in any of us.
Right, that's what I'm going to say.
What we're going to say.
I am so fascinated with the idea that they had a camera on him knowing he was going to say something like this to expose him. So who knew that?
But what exactly did he expose?
Well, he didn't expose anything. I'm saying to expose him.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying, what he said, when he says Jerry Jones is a racist, that is his personal opinion.
It is his personal opinion. I mean, that's a tough thing to label somebody.
Yeah, of course it is.
But he's also not doing it like on the news or on X or anything. I mean, he's saying this at a table with somebody.
With who he's on a date with. And how well does he know the woman? Is it a first chance meeting? Would that be something you would say at your first date or your second date?
That was always my go-to to try to get to first base was start naming racist NFL owners and really get their pants right off.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys, because you're very sharp in there, do you guys have any explanation?
Just looking into the O'Keefe group, and there's some questions about their motivations and integrity, and even this O'Keefe guy, he founded the original Project Veritas.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And there was some things about that were called into question. And then he left them, started this new group. Then they're suing him, even though he started the other one in the first place. So what are the motivations? I don't know.
And why this guy? And why that stuff?
I mean, NFL executive that somebody knows has these feelings or is willing to share these feelings, I guess.
But he wasn't sharing. He was just... I guess that was his small talk over martinis.
Yeah, I mean, I think if all of us over martinis had microphones on us, we'd all be effed sideways. And I'm not. I'm just being honest. You know? You'd say things, you say jokes, you say things you don't necessarily mean. You're amongst friends, drinking. Like,
did they show who the girl is, what she looks like?
I don't know. It's unclear whether.
Is she hot?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I need to know about this. What does she look like, bro?
Listen, we had a Chinese spy living in Manhattan.
I saw that. Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Exactly.
Working for the governor
of New York State. Great, perfect. Nice neighbors.
Sorry, Eddie, you were saying?
Yes.
Well, there was some question whether or not she was an employee of this O'Keefe Media, or maybe it was just hired by them or gave it to them knowing what they were about.
All right, here's an interesting thing. They could have played out like this. This O'Keefe Media is trying to get off the ground, trying to get their name out there. Maybe this woman was actually on a dating app. She works for O'Keefe Media, and she meets this guy on a date where she's not wired, and she doesn't like him, but finds out he's an NFL executive, VP. And it's like, you know what? Maybe I could nail this a-hole.
Wait a minute, so let me ask you a question. So do you think that every time she had gone on a date through this app that she would be secretly taping the person she's sitting down and meeting with?
Maybe, but my scenario would be like the first dating app, first meet was like, oh, okay, you know, how's it going? I work for the Commanders. I'm the VP of whoever. Oh, really? And she's thinking, I don't know, O'Keefe Media Group. And then maybe he's like diarrhea of the mouth. And then the next time they meet, she's wired up and because she wants to give her boss some stuff.
Right. She lives in the D.C. area and knows the history with Snyder, the Redskins, the whole thing.
That's another possibility. I'm just trying to figure out something. It's all speculation.
Like,
but the
why? You know,
I don't know. I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.